One of the things that people seem to have a hard time with when they first start this class is just, you know, how do I use bits to name things? So we're just going to come up with a bit representation for all of these people. I tried to have a diverse set of names. And if I ask people to just assign numbers to these, what numbers might you assign? No? Anybody? This is highly interactive and very complex question. What numbers would you assign to these people? Sure, go ahead.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That would be the most common notion. I did like 1 through 8, but 0 through 7 is a much better choice. I like 0 through 7 even better. Right? So now if I said, all right, now I want to do this with bits, what numbers would you assign to them? Let's say you had only 1 bit. Right? With 1 bit, you would like give Bob a 0 and Sue a 1, and you'd be stuck. You'd have run out of bits. So, oh, well, I guess I could use 2 bits. With 2 bits, I can make Bob 0, 0 and Sue 0, 1. Right? 1, 0, 1, 1. Now, this is not as complicated as it seems. If I said, how many numbers do you need to give unique numbers to 135 people, you'd say, well, I need 3 digits. You know, because 2 digits would only get me to 99, and 3 digits, you know, I could go all the way up to 1,000, to 999, so 3 would be okay. For some reason, people struggle with this question of how many bits do I need when it's bits, but it's just the same as decimal digits. If I said, how many digits do you need to assign unique numbers to 4,615 people, you'd say, oh, I need 4. You know, 3 would only get me up to 999, 4 will get me to 9999, and this is the same thing. If I have 3 bits, you know, I can give everybody a unique number. And in fact, these patterns, well, I don't think you can see my little red dot, but, you know, 0, 0, 0 is like the binary number for 0, and the next one's the binary number for 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. You know, because it works just like decimal, you know, it's the 1's column, the 2's column, the 4's column. So 1, 1, 1 is 4 plus 2 plus 1, or 7. So mystery solved. I mean, that's basically all there is to assigning codes. And when we say how many bits do you need, you know, this is the same little chart, you know, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. If I said how many bits do I need to, see if this one is, oh, I know, this one is incredibly bright. You know, if I wanted to have 85 things, I couldn't do it with 6 bits because that's only 64. I'd need 7 bits. Then I could have, you know, up to 0 through 127. Right? That's all there is to it. And we have names at the big ones. You know, 10 is called a kilobyte, and 20 is called a, wrong button, megabyte, and 30 is called a gigabyte, and 40, you know, 2 to the 40th is peta, is tera, 2 to the 50 is peta, is 2 to the 60 exa? Maybe. I think so. Maybe not. Exa? Yeah, I think exa. Okay. So this is like perfectly straightforward. You know, I need enough bits so that everybody can get their own one. Every bit doubles the number that I have. Right? The equation, basic stuff. And by the way, does everybody here know how to use, like, Google Calculator? Does anybody use Google Calculator? No? Yes? All right, we can just bring up Google and watch the time here. So if you type in LG... LG is the word for log, and 312. That says I need 8.3 bits to name 312 things, so I'd better go with 9 bits. And if we go back to our old chart here, you know, 8 got me to 256, 9 got me to 512, so yeah, I needed 9. 8 wasn't enough. Right? I think you can also type in 312 in binary if you want. Yeah. No, I think if you just into Google Calculator type.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You know, and it'll even tell you how to represent it in binary. So Google Calculator is a cool thing. All right, time for the subject of the lecture, turning text into bits. To turn text into bits, all we do is assign some bit pattern to every character. So A could be 1 and B could be 2. I could decide that A is 18, and Harry could decide that A is 56, but then we could never communicate with each other. So, in fact, there is a standard convention, the American Standard Code for Information Interchange, ASCII, and that just says, okay, let's all agree, you know, this is what we're going to use, and capital A is 41, right, and capital B is 42, right, capital C is 43, and it uses 8 bits, so it can have 256 codes, which, you know, for English is enough. I mean, who here speaks Chinese, Japanese? Anybody? How many kanji characters are there?
A lot, more than tens of thousands.
Right, so I guess 8 bits probably won't hack it, right? So we need a different scheme to do those character sets, and that's usually, we use a thing called the Unicode character set, which is 16 bits instead of 8. So if I can do 256 different codes with 8 bits, how many can I do with 16? Right? Anybody know? I didn't write it down on the page. So if I had 16 bits, I can do 256 times 256. Right? So I can do like, right? 64,000. Well, 65,000. Yeah. Okay.